five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters. Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a moment, we'll join rookie fireman Tim Collins and his young brother Jimmy in the hallway of the large apartment house where they have just discovered the immediate danger of fire and explosion. It was Jimmy's tip that part of a gasoline delivery intended for the garage tank next door had been mistakenly pumped into the apartment house fuel tank that sent his older brother and himself racing to the scene. Now, in just a moment, we'll check up on the situation. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to that apartment house next to the garage where every minute brings closer the danger of gasoline being fed into the furnace in the basement. Taking no chances, rookie fireman Tim Collins had phoned in an alarm from his home where he was off duty before swinging into action. And for one brief moment, he and his young brother Jimmy had heaved a sigh of relief as the superintendent told them the furnace was not on. Then, from a complaining tenant, a woman named Mrs. Larkin, came the awful discovery.
Oh, you mean you went to the basement, Mrs. Larkin, turned that oil furnace on yourself?
I certainly did. I'm entitled to some comfort around here.
But gosh, did you know how to do it?
If you'd stood over Mr. Turner to make him turn it up a little heat, Jimmy, as many times as I have.
But I'm the superintendent, Mrs. Larkin. You should have come to me.
I couldn't find you, as usual. This is really dangerous.
Dangerous? Good grief, ma'am. There's gasoline in that fuel oil tank. But you just now turn it on, you say?
Why, yes,
Mr. Turner, you get down there as fast as you can and turn it off.
But if that gas is seeping in and there's an explosion...
The fire trucks are pulling in now. I'll report to Chief Cody and join you. Now get going.
Brother, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
You think you'll be in time, Jim?
Well, the fuel oil in the feed line should hold back the gas a few minutes, Jimmy, I hope. But there's no time to take chances. Here we are, Chief Cody, over here.
All right. What's the report, Tim?
Well, sir, gasoline in the fuel tank in the basement. I'll explain later how it got there, Chief. If the superintendent gets that furnace off in time, okay? If he doesn't...
I get it. You heard what Tim said, boys. Check for the street entrance to the basement. Get your equipment in there fast.
There's a garage next door, Chief. That's bad.
Oh, you will. Get over next door. Warn him to get ready for possible explosion and fire. Now, Jake, if this block isn't roped off in 2 minutes flat... I'll have you polishing brass.
An awful lot of people live in this building, Chief. We started getting them out already.
Good for you, Jimmy. Oh, wait a minute, lady.
I'm going to my apartment to save a few things.
No, you're not. I don't want any panic started here.
I'm afraid Mrs. Larkin started all this without meaning to, sir.
Well, then she can help us by getting out on the street, keeping out from underfoot. That's your job, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Okay, Chief.
I'd like to get down to the basement, Chief Cody, and lend that super a hand.
Hop to it, Tim. I'll get some men down there with equipment. Good luck.
They're not just going to leave us here.
Well, they've got their jobs to do, Mrs. Larkin. We've got ours. Come on, we better head for the front door.
Good heavens, I forgot to give this to Mr. Turner.
What is it? The thing you're holding in your hand?
I don't know, really. It's a little wheel of some kind. You turn it to bring the heat up in the furnace.
My gosh, you mean you broke it or something?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I must have turned it too far. It came off in my hand. Is it important?
Important? Gee whiz, it's part of the control for turning the heat up. You have to have it to turn it off. And my brother Tim's gone down there to... Oh, I'd better do something about that fast.
Meanwhile, Jimmy's older brother Tim has reached the furnace room in the basement. To his surprise, he sees the superintendent leaning against the metal door, his face bathed in perspiration.
What's the matter, Mr. Turner? Did you get that furnace off?
No, Tim. I did the best I could, but...
Well, that's not good enough. Let's go.
You can hardly step inside there. It's so hot. See? Furnace blazing hot. Sounds like she's shaking herself to pieces.
Well, don't worry. Asbestos suit and gloves, we'll get
you in. You could get right up next to her. It wouldn't do any good. The control's gone.
A regulator?
Yeah. That poor woman and her meddling. When I got down here, the furnace was heating up fast. But I'd have been time to turn her off.
Well, wasn't there any way you could?
Nope, I tried. And all the while, she's building up heat like crazy. Gasoline's been seeping in with the fuel, bit at a time.
Well, that's why there wasn't any explosion. Where's your fuel tank?
The other end of the basement, up high. It's built out under the sidewalk.
Well, let's get to it. That fuel line, that pipe is like a fuse leading to a keg of dynamite. Come on, help me close this door.
Sure. Maybe if you firemen can get your hose down here.
Are you crazy? Water and gasoline? That furnace would blow up. That little room would be like a sea of burning gas and oil.
You said a mouthful, Tim.
Oh, hello, Chief.
Furnace is out of control, huh?
Yes, sir. Sorry, Chief Cody, but we're in a fine spot.
We've been in them before, son. Didn't I hear you say you were heading for the fuel tank?
Yes, sir. It's over here. Come with me.
We smashed through your street entrance to the basement, Turner. Yeah. My men will be getting a load of sand in any minute.
Well, that furnace room is a furnace in itself, Chief. Not much they can do in there, I'm afraid.
They'll do the best they can, Tim. Holy smoke, Turner. That's your fuel tank where that pipe goes in up there?
Yes, sir. It extends out under the sidewalk on a shelf.
Oh, Chief, this end of it, it's all bricked up. Brick and concrete, except for that little opening up there.
Well, it's fire regulations, Tim. You're not supposed to leave your tank standing in the open.
No, but good grief, man. You're not supposed to make it impossible to get at. There must be a valve or petcock close to the tank to turn the fuel off at the source.
Well, there is. I'm sure of that, only I never had any occasion to use it before.
Well, we do now, and how? This whole place could go up like an ammunition dump any minute. Look, there's a barrel.
Yeah. Give me my hand rolling it over here, Turner. Yeah,
sure, we'll.
If you climb up on it, Jim, we may be able to reach in through that
Come
opening.
On. Get over
Cut
here.
Off the feed line from the tank, huh?
Yeah, that's the idea, Chief. Yeah. There we are.
It was the super before me bricked this up, Chief. Even though the tank's up high, I'd have left an opening so you could get through without trouble.
Well, never mind that now. Here, take my flashlight, Tim.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you a hand up.
Yep. All right, that does it, Chief Cody. Yeah, I can see that petcock on the tank, but I couldn't reach in that far in a month of Sundays.
You mean you can't get at it?
No, sir. That opening's so small, a man couldn't get through it.
Oh, blast all superintendents who seal their tanks up so you can't get at them. Look out, Turner. We're coming down.
We better get out of here while we're still alive.
Well, whoever walled that tank up left so much space between it and the petcock, you just can't reach it, Chief.
Well, we'll just have to smash our way through. Let's get back upstairs for equipment and men.
You haven't got time to do that.
That's the only way to shut off the feed line to the furnace.
You don't get me down here again. Not with this whole place ready to blow sky high any minute.
Nobody's asking you. That's our job.
Well, it'll be ticklish work, Chief. Working against time.
You're telling me. I hope they've got the people out of this building.
Yes, sir, and the block roped off.
I can't order any man to take a chance down here smashing through that wall to get at a tank that may blow up in their faces.
Well, so you ask for volunteers. And I'm the first, Chief. Let's get up those stairs.
Yeah.
As the three men race up the basement stairs and emerge into the hallway, the first person they see is young Jimmy Collins coming toward them.
For Pete's sake, Jimmy, what are you doing in here?
I thought I told you to get that Mrs. Larkin out of the building and stay out yourself, son.
Well, I didn't mean to disobey orders, Chief, but I had to come back.
Well, we'll talk about that later, Jimmy. You get along outside and don't argue.
Oh, I don't mean to argue, Tim, but I wanted to get down the basement and tell you something. But the firemen were making everybody move out and they wouldn't let me in.
Well, certainly not, Jimmy. Looks like they got most everybody out of the building now, Tim.
Well, gosh, won't you listen to me?
There's no time, Jimmy. You don't know what can happen here any minute.
But I do. There may be an explosion because you couldn't turn that furnace off.
How do you know that, son? Hey, Al, come here a minute, will you?
When I got Mrs. Larkin outside, I found what she had in her hand. See?
Well, that's the control part that was missing, Chief. That's why Turner couldn't shut off the furnace in time.
Well, never mind that now. Oh, listen, Al. Get outside and ask for half a dozen volunteers. Explain there's a blazing furnace down there, shaking herself to pieces. They've got to smash through a brick wall to get at a tank that may blow up in their faces.
I'm going back down, Al, because I know where the valve is on the tank that'll shut off the feed line.
Only it can't be reached. There's an opening up high. It's so darn small, nobody but a kid could crawl through it.
Oh, gee whiz, won't it take time to smash down a wall?
Of course it will. More time than we've got.
Well, then you'd better let me do it, Chief.
What are you talking about? Do what?
Well, you said only a kid could crawl through that opening and turn that thing that shuts the tank off. I'm a kid.
You think we'd let you do a thing like that, Jimmy?
Well, if this is a hurry-up job, it wouldn't take long for me to crawl through that hole.
You want to risk your life?
Well, I guess it would be better than risking the lives of a lot of firemen. You said it would take a lot of time to smash your way through.
No, Jimmy. Forget it.
Tim, if that tank goes up with the garage next door, there's going to be a lot of lives lost before it's over.
Chief, you mean you go along with Jimmy's idea?
I hate it as much as you do, Tim, but it would be fast. It might be over soon enough to prevent a real tragedy.
And if the kid couldn't get that petcock turned off in time?
Yeah, I know just how you feel.
Don't you see, Tim? I gotta do it. There's no other way.
Oh, no, I can't let you, Jimmy. Think of Mom.
I could do it. I know I could. I'll come through all right.
We'd pray you would, Jimmy, but now this is one case where I don't give the orders, Tim. Jimmy's your brother. You'll have to say the word. But you'll have to say it one way or the other fast. time is something we haven't got.
Chief Cody has handed rookie fireman Tim Collins the toughest decision he ever had to make. He saw the opening to the tank. He knows Jimmy is small enough to be boosted up so that he can crawl in and shut off the valve on the tank. It might be in time to save scores of lives, and yet, would it? Even though Jimmy is anxious to help, can Tim let him take the risk? To learn what happens, be sure to listen to our next exciting episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here is a message you ought to hear. And now, Fire Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with a word about how you can be a big help to your local fire department. False alarms are serious business. You can help discourage this costly and dangerous practice by teaching the boys and girls you know the danger and folly of tampering with fire alarm boxes. Remember, a false alarm may cost the life of someone you know. That's all for now. So long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Let's go!
Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.